The three defenders watched helplessly as another fire swinger came roaring over. This one had been thrown by Big Fang. It hit the partially finished bell tower, setting light to the wooden frame scaffolding. Saxtus hurried from the wall.
We'll have to organise firefighting crews.
Aye,
Flagg agreed miserably.
Those things they're chucking have twice the range of any of our weaponry.
It was mid-afternoon. The Dibbons would normally have been playing outside, racing around the orchard, paddling at the pond's edge or frolicking on the lawns. Now they had to stay inside the Abbey building. It was a hot, dusty afternoon, and they were becoming fractious.
Wanna go outside? Gonna play in a pond.
You come back here this instant, young squirrel.
I wants to sit in the orchard. 'Tis warm in here.
You'd be a lot warmer if one of those flaming things hit you. Now lie down and take a nap. That'll cool you off if you lie still.
I'm lying down and I'm still roasting. When's tea time?
Not for a while yet. Now be good.
Brr, I wants to be naughty. I likes having a little naughty now and again. 'Tis nice.
A fire swinger hit the main abbey door with a loud crash, and the Dibbons broke into startled squeaking. Mellis distributed candied chestnuts as she reassured them.
Hush now. It's nothing. Saxtus and Flagg will deal with it.
Greypatch tore at the roasted meat from the fire. Grinning wolfishly at Kaibo, he winked.
This is the life, eh, messmate? A whole abbey at our mercy and no beast to stop us. Ahoy, Ranzo! Any more of these skylarks skylarking round?
Ranzo fitted an arrow to his bow, squinting upward.
Leave it till evening, Captain. They start to come down then.
The sea rat sprawled on the grass in the warm summer noon.
Oh, this is a land of plenty, not like those cold northern isles.
He stuck an apple on a stick and began toasting it. Big Fang came to the fire to light another fire swinger. Greypatch leaned close and whispered in his ear.
Brains, Big Fang. That's what it takes. Brains. You leave the thinking to old Greypatch, matey. I'll guarantee they'll want to talk terms by this time tomorrow.
Big Fang held his silence, determined not to rise to Greypatch's bait. He would wait to settle their score. Evening brought no change in the situation. The fire swingers poured in with perilous regularity, each one coming from a different angle to land in an unexpected place, according to the mood of the sea rat that hailed it. Tired and red-eyed from fighting conflagrations which had sprung up all over the abbey grounds, Saxtus and Flagg, with their fire crews, sat drinking cold mint tea, awaiting the next fire swinger attack. Roof Brush and his sentries on the west wall shouted warnings at the approach of each missile.
Hi-ho the grounds! Fire coming in high and north!
They dashed over as the incendiary missile appeared at the north end, Sister Sage calling out,
It's hit the north wall wicker gate, quick!
Stumbling and tripping in the dark, they reached the blaze and began beating the flames down with wet sacking and green boughs. It took a while to defeat the blaze, as they were bone-weary and dog-tired.
Hi-ho the grounds!
Roofbrush's voice called out once more.
One coming in dead centre, right over me!
The firefighters hitched up their habits and began dashing off in the direction of the main gateway. Saxtus tripped and fell flat. He rested a moment with his scorched face against the grass. A rapping sound caused the young mouse to look up. He gazed around in the darkness quizzically. There it was again. Saxtus stood up and investigated the noise further. It was coming from the wicker gate. Now there were voices.
You don't suppose they've barely well gone to bed, what?
Hardly, old chap. After all, they are under invasion, you know.
Imagine sleeping through a fire swinger attack.
Please, Rosie, don't laugh so close to me poor old ear. It's jolly well deafening. In fact, don't gurgle at all if you can help it, old gal. Just think happy thoughts, eh?
Oh, come off it, Clary, you old bodger. If I didn't have a good hoot now and again, I'd probably swell up and burst.
Hmm, no such blinking luck, what?
You are a card, Brig Time.
Saxtus unbolted the wicker door. Sea rats didn't laugh like that.